name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus Christ, whom we worship, is our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord, and we have walked with him through his journey of love. We have faced the agony of his suffering and death on a cross. We have rejoiced at his bursting free from the bonds of death. We have enjoyed his risen presence with us and his revelation of himself through the breaking of bread. We have seen his return to the throne before which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that this Jesus is Lord. And now with the followers of his own time, we await the coming of the promised Holy Spirit, his gift to his people, through whom we make Christ known to the world.
As we wait in silence,
fill us with your Spirit.
As we listen to your word,
fill us with your Spirit.
As we worship you in majesty,
fill us with your Spirit.
As we long for your refreshing,
fill us with your Spirit.
As we long for your renewing,
fill us with your Spirit.
As we long for your equipping,
fill us with your Spirit.
As we long for your empowering,
fill us with your Spirit.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one of them heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray that the Spirit will work through our lives to bring Christ to the world. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love, and renew the face of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
To the Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labour pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Come down, O love divine, seek thou this soul of mine. May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Any DIY enthusiast worth their salt will have one of these. For those sat at the back, it's just an Allen key. That's the extent of my DIY skills. Over the years, I've accumulated many, and I'm sure that they're not much use. If you've ever had to purchase flat pack furniture from that famous Swedish furniture retailer, then you are likely to have one of these too. Assembling flat pack furniture can easily become a task where one feels lost, confused, and even helpless. But human nature suggests, despite experience, we plough on. The Allen key is really the treasure at the bottom of the box. The one thing that makes you make sense of the task before you. Well, with the help of the instructions, of course, the trusty Allen key is all that we need, and we are equipped. The words equipped and enabled are often terms associated with the Holy Spirit, and I will return to that thought in a little while. But of course, today, being the Feast of Pentecost, we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit to the Church. The Book of Common Prayer says this about the Holy Spirit: it leads us into all truth and enables us to grow in the likeness of Christ. Were those first disciples who gathered together on that day aware of the enormity of this gift that they had unpacked? Were they equipped and enabled for the task that they had been assigned? Before this day, we know that the disciples were a frightened bunch of men, a little bit disjointed, if you think back to flat pack furniture, who had sought refuge by doing the one thing that they knew best, being together. They had hidden themselves away in fear, uncertain of a future without Jesus. They had witnessed him being taken away and crucified, and they had rejoiced when he was raised to the heavens. They were the ones left with an enormous legacy. Were they equipped and enabled enough for the task in hand? I suspect they felt far from equipped or enabled on that first day of Pentecost. They had been taken from their safe place, and it was now up to them to make use of the gift that they had been given. And then something extraordinary happened. Consumed by wind and fire, they found a new energy to speak. The church was on the move, intentionally. It was not intended for locked rooms. It was intended for the street, for people, for places, for everywhere. The Holy Spirit given to the church was for it to enable it to be the church. In its power, the church is enabled to put things together and for us to be together. So, as in all generations, we are the church who now have this gift to share. So what are we going to do with it? Well, today might be a chance to pause, to reflect on how the Spirit has guided us through the most difficult of times, not just in our world history, but in our personal stories too. 2 weeks ago at Deanery Synod, we discussed the "what happens now" aspect of church life, as we cautiously move forward from lockdown. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, we are powerless, and we pray that this time will be given for the Spirit to guide us forward. I just want to ponder and return to the words enabled and empowered. And how might the Spirit be at work in us right now? Firstly, the Spirit prepares us. In being prepared by the Spirit to allow it to work within us, we are empowered to share the good news of the gospel. Without the right equipment and instructions to start a task, then we are probably destined to fail. Do you feel that the Holy Spirit is guiding you to seek God and to work for him in this place? Secondly, the Holy Spirit places us. Just as the disciples were taken from their comfort zone into the wider world, the Spirit puts us where we are best used to God. We might call it a coincidence, being in the right place at the right time. And others may recognise it as the Spirit at work in them. Not only does the Holy Spirit prepare us for sharing the good news, but it puts us in the right place to do so. Thirdly, empowerment. Just as the disciples were given the Spirit through violent wind and fire, we too receive the gift of the Spirit firstly and gently at our baptism. It is the gift that guarantees that the church and its mission will go on until the kingdom comes on earth. Does the Spirit empower you to share your faith with others? And finally, it is a comfort. The Holy Spirit is a dynamic powerhouse, driving us on to declare the love of God in our lives, afresh in each generation. But it is a source of comfort when words fail. It speaks to our hearts and sets our souls ablaze, as the hymn writer puts it. So the day of Pentecost celebrates the birthday of the church. And as we grow in faith from our baptism onwards into adulthood, we are reminded of God's power at work, not just then, but now, equipping us, calling us, comforting us, and giving us gifts, enabling us to do things that we never thought were possible, and maybe construct flat-pack furniture. May the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost renew us today and stir up within us those gifts which God has given us so richly and so freely when we were baptized into his holy church. Many happy returns. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, who all that exists in the sea. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, who is ever the gospel of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made. Of all things were made, for us and
Let us come together in prayer, each in our own place, but united in our love of God and in the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray to God to fill us with his Spirit and recall as we begin this time of prayer those times when we have ignored the promptings of that Spirit and followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Generous God, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask that we may be strengthened to serve you better, at home and at work. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the wisdom of your Holy Spirit and ask you to make us wise to understand your will. We pray that your Spirit may guide us and all people as we emerge from this pandemic to draw us together in unity. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the peace of the Holy Spirit. We ask you to keep us confident of your love wherever you call us. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the healing of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to bring reconciliation and wholeness where there is division, sickness, and sorrow. We pray that your Spirit may console and comfort all who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially George Brown, Ginny Campomi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blowers, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hall, Margaret Burton, Margaret Paulson, Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, and Alan Cross. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to equip us for the work which you have given us. We pray that your Spirit may inspire us at our annual parochial church meeting with a fresh vision and sustain us in the coming year, whatever is before us. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the fruit of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to reveal in our lives the love of Jesus. We pray your Spirit may be present in our dealing with others, that we might understand and cherish more the person before us. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the breath of your Holy Spirit given us by the risen Lord. We ask you to keep the whole church, living and departed, in the joy of eternal life. We pray for those who have died recently, among them Wilfred Tordoff, and those whose anniversary of death falls around this time, Dennis Sanderson and George Hewitt. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. Generous God, you sent your Holy Spirit upon your Messiah at the River Jordan and upon the disciples in the upper room. In your mercy, fill us with your Spirit. Hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. This day we give you thanks because, in fulfillment of your promise, you pour out your Spirit upon us, filling us with your gifts, leading us into all truth, and uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith. Your Spirit gives us grace to call you Father, to proclaim your gospel to all nations, and to serve you as a royal priesthood. Therefore, we join our voices with angels and archangels, and with all those in whom the Spirit dwells, to proclaim the glory of your name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom. And with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with all who stand before you in earth and heaven. We worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. Being made one by the power of the Spirit, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, who fulfill the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Have a birthday without, surely. So get your candles, we shall come round and light them for you in a moment as we gather up this joyful Easter season. Blessed are you, sovereign God, overflowing in love. With Pentecost dawns the Spirit, the age of the Spirit. Now the flame of heaven rests on every believer, strong and weak. Women and men tell out your word. The young receive visions, the old receive dreams. With the new wine of the Spirit, they proclaim your reign of love. Amid the birth pangs of the new creation, the way of light is made known. Source of freedom, giver of life, blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. pass it on. There's the idea. You can have a cake later, David. For 50 days we have celebrated the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ over the powers of sin and death. We have proclaimed God's mighty acts, and we have prayed that the power that was at work when God raised Jesus from the dead might be at work in us. As part of God's church here in Whitkirk and Colton and beyond, I call upon you to live out what you proclaim. So would you like to lift these up a bit? Empowered by the Holy Spirit, will you dare to walk into God's future, trusting Him to be your guide? By the Spirit's power, we will. Will you dare to embrace each other and grow together in love? We will. Will you dare to share your riches in common and minister to each other in need? We will. Will you dare to pray for each other until your hearts beat with the longings of God? We will. Will you dare to carry the light of Christ into the world's dark places?
We will.
So keep these ones light while we extinguish the Easter Paschal candle. The Lord is here. Today we have remembered the coming of God's power on the disciples, and we invite that same Spirit to drive us out into the wild places of the world. May the Spirit who hovered over the waters when the world was created breathe into you the life He gives.
Amen.
May the Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin when the Eternal Son came among us make you joyful in the service of the Lord.
Amen.
May the Spirit who set the church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Filled with the Spirit's power, go in the light and peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.